The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Jean Latshaw from the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Ladies Magazines. For the next half hour, I'll be reading to you from various ladies' magazines. I do subscribe to five for this. From First for Women, a style focus. Always shop your own closet first, I might recommend. This month's focus is dark florals. Add some feminine flair to your winter wardrobe. Here are some of the things they're offering. A blazer that is a deep, deep burgundy color with a little bit lighter red floral pattern on it. It's called Blazers Oversized Floral Print Detracts from Trouble Spots. $190 from Chico's. It's the red floral jacquard topper. It is beautiful. Next, they're showing floral sequined booties. Add sparkly style to any look. This is from Betsy Johnson, $90. Belk carries Betsy Johnson. It's called the Coper Floral Booties. Next, they're showing dangling rosette earrings that beautifully frame the face. These ones are $54 from Anthropology. You can look them up, anthropology.com, anthropologie.com. It's the triple flower earrings. And they're also showing a floral blouse with cinched waist. Says it helps carve out curves. $99 at White House Black Market. The floral print blouse. Again, I encourage you, though, shop your own closet for these trends. You don't know what's already in there. And a pro tip question, and their pro is Stacy London of the show What Not to Wear. What's the best way to add animal print to an outfit without it being overpowering? Her answer, if you're ever worried about a pattern such as animal print or even floral designs being too overpowering, it's best to ease into it with accessories. Adding subtle touches of the print with a great scarf, handbag, earrings, or shoes will help the design not look too busy or overwhelming to the eye. And for those who want to wear animal print clothing, I suggest pairing it with neutral items. For example, toss on a print blouse with solid neutral bottoms or even dark wash denim. This will allow the top to have its moment and make a gorgeous statement without competing with other garments you're wearing. From Magnolia Magazine, a note from Joe, that would be Joanna Gaines, the publisher of the magazine, just as you are. It's become tradition for me to set aside a couple of hours toward the end of each year to scroll through the year's photos on my phone, clear the clutter, and save the moments that defined our life as a family. If I'm really on top of things, I'll turn those memories into a physical album and add it to the stack we keep in our living room. This year, as I scanned my camera roll, I had to stop at a photo that Chip took of Crew, that's their youngest, sometime last spring, out on the boat, a day of fishing ahead of them. The picture shows Crew, his body bent over the boat's edge, his face hovering close to the water. I'm thinking the sun must have been directly overhead because the majority of the snapshot is Crew's reflection painted in the shallow water and his wide, boyish grin staring back at him, at us. Have you ever looked at a photo and felt as though it held the whole of a person, exactly as you see them, exactly as you prayed they see themselves? Crew, our youngest, turned 6 this year. I've learned to savor this age, this sacred season of childhood when kids wear curiosity and confidence like their birthright. His body language tells me he's thinking about jumping in. Like so many times before, I witness the way he gives himself over to a sort of wild love for adventure whenever nature's at his feet. His eyes, though, are where I pause the longest. They tell me he's content, completely, with what and who he sees. For a parent, this season introduces a million tensions at once. You know, there's so much ahead for your kids, so much growth, so much knowledge. But at the same time, you see them already brimming with everything you could ever want for them. Courage, joy, belief. In this season, it feels impossible to imagine they'll ever outgrow who they are right now. Unlikely, you tell yourself, that they'll ever become anything other than wholeheartedly them. But the impossible can become possible. As a mother of five, I've watched how the weight of things can shift for my kids as they get older. How it shifted for me, too. I think this happens to all of us, actually. For some, it happens slowly. For others, it feels like overnight. Either way, over time, the profile of the person staring back at you gets complicated. Mostly because we start to let in other people's views, too. Their expectations. Their assumptions. We start to see ourselves plus who we think other people see, or worse, who we think other people want to see. Or we simply start to notice that other people are watching, and the idea that eyes are on us can change everything. Courage becomes harder to find. We learn that curiosity can lead to failure, that optimism isn't always free from disappointment. And in moments when I've lost sight of myself, that's when I'll feel shadows closing in. Those shadows we all grow into. It's the place our mind goes where insecurities and shame and fear of failing hold court. It's the place where we'll withdraw or shrink up and steal away, where we might think we've reached safety, but never for long and never for the better. And while we're willingly retreat to some shadows, others we get caught in. As a parent, a spouse, a friend, but also as an individual, I'm learning that I need to be equally aware of the shadow I carry and the one I cast. When it comes to the person my kids are slowly unveiling, I don't want the life I've chosen and the choices I've made, good or bad, to pigeonhole how they lead their own life. I want to be close but never overshadow. In a world that can make it easy to lose sight of yourself, I want my kids especially to know how to find their way back. And when they look at the person staring back at them, I want them to know how to see, really see themselves exactly as they were made to be. And so when I look at that picture of Crew, I can't help but feel grateful for the light. Without the sun breaking through, there'd be no reflection mirrored in the water. And without truth to lend light to untruth, there'd be nothing real to cling to. Reflections, by their very nature, need light to exist. So that's the best we can offer Crew and all of our kids, a spot beneath the sun. More moments for them to see themselves beyond our shadow, beyond their own shadows that inevitably creep in. I can't control what may cause them to shrink up, just like I can't stop my own instinct to make myself small. But I can point them back to light when they've wandered too far, back to their God-given purpose. For Chip and me, that looks like encouragement and accountability. It looks like applauding moments of authenticity and being up unbending in moments of unbelief. And it looks like quiet mornings out on the boat, waiting for the light to break through the shadows, expectant for what it has to show us. From First for Women, kindness as medicine. Acts like holding the door, carrying groceries, or helping a neighbor benefit you as much as anyone, say scientists in Social and Personality Psychology Compass. In a 6-week study of college students, on weeks the students perform more kind acts than average, they saw upticks in happiness, resilience, and optimism. And 462% is the boost in subjects' mood after taking a 12-minute walk. Well, heck, we can work 12 minutes in, right? From First for Women, books we're loving now. They offer four options here. First, A Queen's Game by Catherine McGee, M-C-G-E-E. The story follows Queen Victoria's favorite granddaughter, Alix of Hesse. Alix knows she will marry a prince, but the one she's currently falling for is not the one she's set to marry. Elsewhere, Helene d'Orléans, the daughter of the exiled king of France, is technically no longer a princess, but she's spending time with charming Prince Eddie, heir to the British throne, and very much off limits. Royal outsider May of Tex wants one thing, to finally have a place in the royal court, and she's determined to marry the future king to make it happen. What follows is a battle of love, duty, and staying true to who you are and what you believe in, based on real women and true events. Next, a family saga, A Reason to See You Again, by Jamie Attenberg, Attenberg. It's a captivating story about family love and the many forms it can take. The book begins in the 1970s after the death of patriarch Rudy, which sends the Cohen women into crisis. Shelley, the youngest, runs off to the West Coast. Her sister Nancy gets married at age 21. Their mother, Frida, moves to Miami to try to forget her past. Next, a historical mystery called The Third Wife of Faraday House by B. R. Myers, M-Y-E-R-S. It's 1816, and Emmeline Fitzpatrick's plan to marry a lieutenant has been ruined over a scandal. Now she's left with only two options: join a coven or marry Captain Graves. A two-time widow, Emmeline picks the latter, but once she moves into Faraday House, she learns that Graves' second wife is still alive and determined to find a way out. And a mystery called The Mistletoe Mystery by Nita Prose, P-R-O-S-E. Molly adores the holidays almost as much as she loves her job at the Regency Grand Hotel. But this year, her boyfriend Juan Manuel, a pastry chef at the hotel, is acting odd. And before long, she finds herself wrapped up in another mystery, wondering what is going on at the hotel, and what he's actually up to in the days leading up to the staff's Secret Santa exchange. This heartwarming story is exactly what you need to get into the holiday spirit or enjoy some time quietly after the holidays. From Real Simple, five cool ways to use ice. Clean your garbage disposal. You can't clean what you can't see, or can you? Keep garbage disposal blades in tip-top condition by dropping a handful of ice cubes down the drain once a month and running the machine. Remember, the faucet has to be on. As the cubes get chopped up, the pieces act as tiny little scrubbers that scour hard-to-reach areas down there. Next, use it to fix dents in carpets. Let's say you've decided to rearrange all the furniture in the living room, the cheapest way to update a space. There's just one problem. The sofa, coffee table, and accent chairs have left little footprints in your cushy area rug. Add a small ice cube to each dent and let them melt. Get on the floor and use your fingers to zhuzh up the fibers. Then admire your redesigned room. It looks great. Smoothing out caulk. Did you know that your tub or shower should be re-caulked every 3 to 5 years? It should, because leaks and moldy grossness. For a professional-looking install, apply your caulk and run an ice cube over the line, using the corner to smooth the paste for a nice, even piping. Reheating rice. Leftover white rice is notoriously hard to re-fluff after time in the fridge. The starch molecules form microscopic crystals, and you end up with dry, hard rice. Ice to the rescue. Spread out the rice on a plate and drop an ice cube in the middle. Cover the whole thing with a damp paper towel and microwave it for about a minute. The ice won't fully melt, but it will steam the rice, leaving you with one part of dinner hot and ready to go. And ease your worries. If you're experiencing mild anxiety, mental health pros suggest using ice to, well, chill out. The next time you feel anxious, try holding a cube in your hands against the roof of your mouth or on the inside of your wrist. Keep it there for a few minutes and focus on the sensation of the cold, the smoothness of the ice, and what's happening to your body. The ice can help ground you and distract you from your panicky feelings. From First for Women, Natural Way to Boost Brain Power, inhaling the scent of lavender can improve multitasking ability. A study in the Journal of Medical Signals and Sensors suggests participants performed faster and more accurately on task switching tests after taking 5 whiffs of lavender essential oil. That's because the aroma increases the activity of brain waves associated with cognitive flexibility, or the brain's ability to shift focus efficiently. And this smartphone app improves well-being. It can be tough to fit meditation into our busy schedules. Now, British research finds that the free mindfulness app Medito can help us grow healthier and happier in mere minutes a day. People who used the app for 10 minutes daily saw improvements in well-being after 30 days, and the benefits persisted at the two-month mark. Get it at meditofoundation.org/meditoapp. I'm going to spell it meditofoundation.org/meditoapp. Soothe away stains. Dyeing your hair at home saves you money, but it can be messy work, and the dye might stain your skin. When that happens, apply aloe vera directly on the stained skin. The botanical solution has enzymes that help break down pigment, lifting the dye from the skin. A few drops of cooling and hydrating aloe vera can also soothe any chemical-caused skin irritation or redness. And they polled their readership on what's the best way to cool off a smartphone. Two ideas came out on top. 58% of people like this idea. Airplane mode is a lifesaver, says Callie Murray. It automatically turns off battery-draining apps, which can worsen overheating. And 42% of the readership like this idea. Remove your phone case, says Lucinda Gregg. This helps trapped heat escape and brings your favorite tech down in temperature. And to keep your socks from slipping. From ballet flats to loafers, no-show socks are a great way to protect your feet from blisters while maintaining a seamless look. As helpful a fashion tool as they are, these socks can easily slip off your heel. But here's a snippy solution. Simply cut off the heel area of the no-show sock, the part at the bottom of your foot, to make a sort of slingback sock that won't budge. No more annoying slippage, no matter how many steps you take in your shoes. From Real Simple, in-season collard greens. Like kale, broccoli, cabbage, and its other relatives in the brassica family, this leafy green tastes sweetest in the winter. To shop for collard greens, avoid bunches that look wilted or yellow. For storage, remove the rubber band and wrap the trimmed ends in a wet but not soaked towel. Refrigerate for up to 5 days in a plastic bag. To serve as a side dish, such as for your New Year's Day dinner, remove tough center stems, thinly slice the leaves, and quickly saute in olive oil with bold ingredients like garlic and ginger. Blanch whole leaves in boiling water for 10 seconds, then use them as sandwich wraps. Or you can stick with tradition and simmer them low and slow with smoked meat. It is a southern tradition for collard greens on New Year's Day, just like sauerkraut in the north. From Magnolia, hot buttered rum cider. Prep time, 10 minutes. Chill time, an hour. And this makes 12 drinks. We need 1/2 cup or 1 stick salted butter, softened, 1 cup of packed brown sugar, 2 teaspoons vanilla, 1/2 teaspoon ground cinnamon, 1/4 teaspoon ground nutmeg, 1/4 teaspoon ground allspice, 1/4 teaspoon ground ginger, 18 ounces, which is 2 1/4 cups, dark rum or bourbon, and it says that's optional. If you're serving to kids, you can leave this out. 12 cups of hot apple cider or hot water, cinnamon sticks, optional. Beat butter in a medium bowl with mixer on medium to high for 30 seconds. Add brown sugar, vanilla, cinnamon, nutmeg, allspice, and ginger. Beat on medium until well combined. Transfer butter mixture to a sheet of plastic wrap. whole plastic wrap around the butter, rolling it to form a log about an inch in diameter. Twist the ends of the plastic wrap. Chill the log until firm, about an hour. Then cut the log into 12 slices. For each serving, place a spiced butter slice in a mug. Top it with 1.5 ounces or 3 tablespoons dark rum if you're using it, and 1 cup of hot apple cider. Stir until dissolved. If you like, garnish with cinnamon sticks. From Good Housekeeping, Ciambelline Alvino, also known as wine cookies. Well, my interest is piqued. Active time, 25 minutes. Total time, 1 hour and 5. We need 2 cups all-purpose flour, 1/2 teaspoon baking powder, 1/4 teaspoon kosher salt, 1/3 cup plus 1/4 cup sugar, divided, 1/2 cup dry white wine, and 1/3 cup of olive oil. In a large bowl, whisk together flour, baking powder, salt, and 1/3 cup sugar. Create a well in the center of dry ingredients, pour in wine and oil, and stir until a shaggy dough forms, then use your hands to knead dough gently until the dough is smooth and no streaks of flour remain. Do not overmix. Cover bowl with plastic wrap and let rest 15 minutes. Arrange racks in upper and lower thirds of the oven and heat oven to 350. Line 2 baking sheets with parchment paper. Place remaining 1/4 cup sugar on a medium plate. Pinch off 1 tablespoon size piece of dough and on the work surface roll into a 6-inch rope. Roll the rope in the sugar, then bring ends together to form a ring, gently pressing to adhere. Place on prepared baking sheet. Repeat with remaining dough, spacing rings 1.5 inches apart. Bake rotating sheets and swapping positions on racks halfway through until bottoms are golden brown and edges are light golden brown, 21 to 24 minutes. Let cool on sheets 5 minutes, then transfer to wire racks to cool completely. And this makes 26 to 28. I've never heard of wine cookies before. I'm going to save that one to try. Fuel your mornings. Jumpstart the day with these easy, healthy breakfast ideas. This time of year is hectic, but that doesn't mean your healthy routine has to go off the rails. A nutrient-dense breakfast brimming with protein and fiber can help you power through the season with a clear head and deep well of energy. Check out these morning meals that will fit any schedule. The first option is perfect for leisurely mornings when you can spare a few minutes. On days when time is tight, try the quicker second option instead and dig in. First, fruity overnight oats. To make it, stir chia seeds into your favorite overnight oats recipe for a pudding-like consistency and extra fiber, which helps balance blood sugar levels for steady energy. Top with fruit to sweeten. For a quicker pick, Mush's creamy oatmeal cups with fruit are made with plant-based milks and most contain no added sugar. Each serving delivers protein and 4 to 6 grams of fiber, so Mush is a brand, M-U-S-H. Power pancakes. To make them, add cottage cheese to pancake batter. Use 1/3 to 1/2 cup of cottage cheese per cup of dry ingredients, plus then the liquids. This tweak adds about 14 grams of protein per cup to keep you full. A quicker pick, Bob's Red Mill Protein Pancake and Waffle Mix is boosted with both whey and pea protein and has whole wheat flour, so you get 4 grams of fiber and 16 grams of protein per serving for satiety and energy. And low-effort eggs. To make them, hard-boil eggs for the week. 1 large egg nets you about 6 grams of protein as well as choline for brain power. Jazz them up by sprinkling on bold spices like smoked paprika mixed with a little sea salt. And a quicker pick, each pack of Peckish brand eggs, that's P-E-C-K-I-S-H, contains 2 boiled eggs and a flavorful addition to sprinkle on or dip them into. Ranch dip, anyone? Let someone else do the work. From Real Simple, shortcut souffle with pesto and ricotta. Active time is 20 minutes, total time 1 hour and 20, and this serves 8. Preheat oven to, here's what we need. Let's just do that first. Unsalted butter for greasing the pan. 1.5 pounds of cream cheese, softened. 3 large eggs at room temperature. 4 ounces of Parmesan cheese grated, that's about 1 cup's worth. 1 cup or 8 ounces of whole milk ricotta cheese. 1/4 teaspoon kosher salt. 1/4 teaspoon freshly ground black pepper. 1/2 cup of refrigerated basil pesto, and toasted baguette slices for serving. Baguettes are those really long, skinny loaves of bread they make in the bakery. Preheat oven to 375. Grease a 6-cup souffle dish with butter. Beat cream cheese in a medium bowl with an electric mixer on medium speed until creamy, about 30 seconds. Add eggs 1 at a time, beating on low speed, and scraping down the sides of the bowl with a rubber spatula until blended, about 1 minute. Add Parmesan, ricotta, salt, and pepper. Beat on low speed until incorporated. Fold into pesto with a rubber spatula, stirring until pesto is almost fully incorporated with a few visible swirls. Scrape mixture into prepared souffle dish. Smooth the top. Place souffle dish on a baking sheet. Bake until puffed, browned, and set around the edges, but slightly jiggly in the center. 1 hour to 1 hour, 5 minutes. Tenting with aluminum foil after 40 minutes to prevent over-browning. Serve warm with baguette slices and a spoon or butter knife for spreading. Some little stuff here from First for Women. Keep new denim from fading. You might have gotten some denim for Christmas. Every time you wear a pair of new dark wash jeans, blue dye may stain your shirt or purse. The solution, wash the jeans alone in cold water 2 or 3 times, adding 1/4 cup of salt to the wash each time. The salt will set the dye pigments so the color won't bleed onto other items. That's really important, isn't it? And a good reason to take the stairs. While skipping the elevator might not always save you time, it might save your life. A recent study found that those who make a habit out of taking the stairs have a 24% lower risk of dying from any cause and a 39% lower risk of dying from cardiovascular disease. Climbing stairs uses gravity to challenge your body, boosting cardiorespiratory fitness and strengthening your leg muscles. We've run out of time for today's episode of Ladies Magazine. Be sure and listen next time. We hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Jean Latshaw, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired and is available as a podcast on our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call us at 919-832-5139. That number, 919-832-5139. 5138. Thank you for listening and Happy New Year!